himself and went out of the temple. I hope there's a video of that, or the DVD of that in heaven. That's going to be so cool. Because there he is. You reach down and pick up. Where'd he go? He's right there. Where did he go? I'd love to see the video of how he did that. That's really cool. They do that in James Bond. They do that where they just slip away and look up and they're gone. That's what Christ did here. He got away. Stones. Think about it. Where are they? Do you remember where they are right now? Where are they? In the temple. Remember earlier? They're in the temple area. What's going on at the temple? It's being rebuilt. That's why the disciples are asking some things. And it's being rebuilt. The rebuilding now is called Herod's temple. So there are a lot of stones lying around. They are using the stones that were designed to build the temple to murder what the temple's about. These stones are there to be put into the construction of the building of Herod's temple. And they're picking it up and destroying what the temple is about. They're going to try to murder him. Chapter 9, the entire chapter is devoted to a man born blind and healed and now can see, and how the religious crowd cannot stand it. There's one thing a religious person cannot stand, and that's restoration and being restored to service and the place before God. They cannot stand that. They want, if you are out, you should be out. If you are a sinner, you should be out. If you are, God should scrap you. They cannot stand restoration. And that's what that whole chapter is about. Chapter 10, Jesus Christ is a good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. So let's prepare ourselves now for the celebration of the Lord's table. For those who are going to serve, please come down to the front. When they were studying in Wednesday evenings on stress, anxiety, and depression, is that Paul is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So 9 chapters have gone by. He's never mentioned the word war. All of a sudden he throws it in. You're in a war. I wish that you could, that I could communicate, have the ability to communicate why communion. What's communion about? Why do we do it? One shot, there's nothing here that's going to transfer to you anything special. There's nothing in the cracker, nothing in the juice that is going to expiate into you something of worth. What the communion is about is to remind you of a few things. It's to remind you you're in a war. Your marriage is in a war. Satan does not want a Christian marriage to last. Satan does not want Christians to worship together. Satan does not want you to be transformed into the image of Christ by walking by faith. He's going to do everything that he can to prevent it.